Issues that include alcohol, tobacco, and suicide are serious problems in Wyoming. In recent months, community prevention specialists in each county in the state have been compiling a needs assessment developed by the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center, or WISAC. The specialists are trying to identify the extent of the problem in each of the three topic areas, and the next step is to try and find some solutions. Rich Lindsay, who represents the Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming, says they pick those topic areas for a reason.
When you look at some of the figures in terms of what we have in terms of alcohol, the cost of tobacco to this state, and suicide, the number of suicides that we have in this state given other neighboring states, there are problems that need to be addressed.
Who were you talking to get this information?
Some of them would talk to school members, school board members. They would talk to, in particular, law enforcement. They may talk to other organizations. They were also required to have town hall meetings, up to three of them, where they would invite the community in, and they would have a set of questions that they would ask the community about. You know, do you foresee these problems? Do you see these problems existing in terms of underage drinking, et cetera? And then and take notes on what people had to say.
Were there themes across the state that you have ID'd yet?
There are what we call causal areas in terms of alcohol. For example, retail availability, where it's too easy for kids to get alcohol and from retailers, or social availability, where there are house parties, or community events, where the way alcohol is sold and consumed at community events it can be done in a better fashion. There are five of those causal areas, and two of them were identified by many of the counties across the state, and those were social availability and community events.
So community events being like a Frontier Days, Jubilee Days, or a rodeo or something like
That's exactly right.
And kids and underage kids would have an opportunity to get.
Yeah, and that really – what that amounts to is that sometimes – there are things that you can do in terms of selling and the consumption of alcohol at a community event that kids don't see that it's just a free-for-all with alcohol, and it also keeps things safe, like having a beer garden where only adults can go to drink, for example, or two drink minimums, and wristbands that show how old people are, that they're 21 and older. There are things like that.
We talk a lot about underage drinking. Was anything identified with people who are of legal age, binge drinking or DUIs or anything along those lines?
Yes. I think you could safely say that there is a binge drinking problem when you consider community events. But the one that you touched on that's really true is binge drinking will show up particularly in the area of DUIs across the state. And that is a problem that we have. And nationally, when you look at our statistics, we're above the national average in terms of DUIs.
Rich Lindsay's visiting with us, talking about some of the comprehensive plans that have been developed across the state. Let me ask you about tobacco, because when you look at some numbers, it would look to me like some of the tobacco issues in our state are improving. I'm curious what people found in doing this.
I think what you find in terms of tobacco, there are some numbers that have kind of leveled off. There has been improvement over the years. However, there are other things that still can be done to bring those numbers lower, one. And two, when you look at the impact of what tobacco has, for example, on Medicaid and on all the kinds of chronic diseases that happen because of tobacco, it's a fairly large impact in terms of the general health of this state.
What's been done has mostly been done, it seems to me, maybe at the state level. Is the thought that maybe you do some more things locally?
Yes. Actually, the whole purpose of the Prevention Management Organization Wyoming is to help communities do stuff on their own. They make their decisions about what they're going to do. So, yes, it's kind of a community-by-community set of actions to improve.
The last piece, suicide, it's at all age levels, a lot of men involved in this activity. Anything new developed here that you learned from this survey?
What was learned was that there are a set of best practices that can be implemented by communities, particularly in the terms of raising the awareness about suicide and training people in identifying suicide possibilities, and also some perhaps policy changes that need to take place on a state level to improve how people are able to attend to people that maybe have had depression for a long time and could be candidates for suicide.
So real quickly, we've had the counties come up with this information. Now what happens? Does this sit on a shelf, or are people doing something with these things?
Community coalitions will get together. They'll see what causal areas are the problems, and then they will pick an intervention or two to work on over the next 12 or 18 months to try and get passed, if it's a city ordinance that's involved or maybe a fair board changing a policy, and try and get those implemented that will make a difference.
In each of these areas?
In each of those areas and in each of the communities.
Okay, so we can be looking for those here in coming months and weeks, and people should be looking for these things in their own community if they'd like to weigh in on them?
That's a good point, Bob. Those community coalitions meetings to make those decisions will be happening primarily in the month of January. And that's a chance for anybody, any citizen, to go and cast their vote for what they think the change should be in the community, and then work on stuff if they want to.
Rich Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Bob. Appreciate it.